Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Stu Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Heinie Heltzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nate Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nate Andrews. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Martin moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball four. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Cavaretta scores. D'Alessandro moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Passo reaches second base with a double. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck is 0 for 1 in the game. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heck for the out. Passo moves to third. Two outs. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Niemann moves to third. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Niemann scores. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Heinie Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes throws the ball into Ryan, who tags McCullough trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-1 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Workman moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Passo covering, for the out. Workman moves to third. Massey moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wiedelman takes first base on ball four. Heinie Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Heltzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Niemann fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Niemann. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paso hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wiedemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heini Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 0 for 2 in the game. Heltzel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Ross pinch hits for Nate Andrews. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heltzel moves to second. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny McFadden now pitching. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Massey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morello. Holmes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to third. Workman moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Martin fields the ball and throws to second. Morello drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Morello. Holmes scores. Workman scores. Massey moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz pinch hits for Heinie Heltzel. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Burns now playing third base. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Hack reaches second base with a double. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-4 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to second. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Ivel Goodman pinch hits for Lenny Morello. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. McCullough moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky now playing shortstop. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Workman reaches second base with a double. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Niemann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.